9.9.
Thank you very much, Abby. And now it's Dr. Mark Carroll's turn to oppose these arguments. Mark, over to you.
Well, let me deal with those arguments one by one. I'll start with the area that is obviously my specialty, and that's health. While there is some evidence that eating too much meat can negatively affect your health, the vast majority of research suggests that a well-balanced omnivorous diet, that is, a diet that includes all the main food groups, is a far healthier choice. Studies have repeatedly shown that vegetarians who don't supplement their diets with vitamin D, B12, and iron are prone to becoming anemic. And I know we're just talking about non-meat eaters, but vegetarians who don't eat fish either also typically miss out on omega-3 fatty acids that are essential, not just for our physical well-being, but also potentially help with depression and some personality disorders. And I'd also like to mention that research at Oxford University recently followed 35,000 individuals from the ages of 20 to 89 for a period of 5 years, and discovered that vegans are 30% more likely to break a bone than meat eaters. Now, as for the environmental argument, yes, many vegetarians argue that meat production harms the environment. But what they don't tell you, and of course they must know this, is that fruit and vegetable farming has just as severe environmental implications. The vast majority of non-organic farms still use pesticides and insecticides that kill off just as many beneficial predators as pests, and so have a negative effect on our ecosystems. These dangerous chemicals also frequently get into water supplies. And speaking of water, you need vast amounts of it to grow vegetables commercially, and this can cause water shortages and, in extreme cases, drought. And one final point. Bear in mind that vegetarians also produce more gas than meat eaters. The problem lies in the human body's inability to fully digest the complex carbohydrates in the vegetarian diet, which results in higher production of gases like hydrogen, carbon dioxide, and methane. People may laugh, but it's no laughing matter, I assure you. Finally, the argument about cost. Well, I have to say that this argument really doesn't hold water. I'm not sure where Ms. Abby got her statistics from, but it's a well-known fact that one of the reasons why people in the U.S. don't eat enough fruit and vegetables, by which I mean at least 5 servings a day, is because of the cost of fresh fruit and vegetables in this country. Meat and poultry prices have hardly gone up at all during the last few years, whereas the price of fruit and vegetables has skyrocketed. And many people say they simply can't afford to eat their 5 servings a day. So the argument that going vegetarian will save you money, well, it's just not an argument at all. I'd like to sum up by saying that, of course, the main reason why we should all eat meat in moderation is that human beings are omnivores, and that means that we eat everything. Carnivores, like lions and tigers, don't suddenly start eating grass, and herbivores, like sheep or goats, don't suddenly start eating meat. Omnivores should continue to have a balanced diet, which, as I said earlier, should cover all the main food groups.
Thanks very much, Mark. Now, Abby, I'm sure you have more to say and react to what Mark has just said.